Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, Matt? How you doing over there? You doing all right? You
a little better. I'm still a little sweaty, but I'm feeling better.
Listen to this, though. While you went and did your thing, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Go make a nice, fresh cup of coffee.
Oh,
nice, dude.
Look at that. Yeah,
it's coffee season. You know, once it gets colder, I'm like, all right, I can start drinking coffee again.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically, I forget to, like, take the grinds out of the top, though. And so I go to make another. I'm like, it's been in there for.
Right, I guess that mold.
I got a month this time.
Oh, nice. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I go to do it, though, and I forgot to take the coffee out of the pot. So now there's mold in the pot. Damn it, dude.
What an
idiot. It just never works out. There's always something.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. I went and washed it, but now I'm scared to drink out of it because I can't be getting sick.
Probably going
to
die. You're going to get some spores in your lungs and you're dead. I'm surprised you don't have, because of how lazy you are, and I mean that in the nicest way possible.
I'm not lazy. I'm just
unmotivated. Or you work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have the Keurig. The single
did
serve.
Have the Keurig.
Yeah,
did have it for a while, but then I saw that picture of the ocean full of Keurig cups. I'm like, God.
Those single serve. How wasteful can we be on that? Whoever, I think even the guy who said he invented the Keurig like was mad at himself for making the Keurig.
Damn it! Yes. What I do? Yeah. You can go out and buy those little cups though that put what do you call them?
Reusable cups. Reusable cups. Yeah, the little
it's just not the same though, man.
No, it's different.
Doesn't taste the same.
Well, you still got to do it. That's the problem. And see, we're so lazy as a society that we can't take the time to wash it out or even put a scoop of coffee into it, even though it's a million times cheaper.
You can use it as a scooper. I mean, it's really not that hard.
Yeah, no, it's too much. Too much. It's more than I want to do. So I want to grab a piece of plastic, put it in, get my a cup of coffee in 5 seconds, and then I want to throw it in the trash and hope that a sea turtle chokes on it. That's what I want. That's the American way.
Right? I just want some brown water. Why is it so hard?
I just want some hot bean water. Why does it have to be so difficult? Yep. All right. Well, I hope your coffee troubles get figured out, buddy. I really do. I have a feeling that the sports isn't going to be very excitable because you don't have caffeine in you. So we'll just try it out.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if your coffee machine's broken, do what I do. Have a Bud for breakfast. That's what you need, man.
Yeah, maybe I should pop open a Bud. I am kind of tired without coffee. Saints and Seahawks last night. Debbie Downer. Yeah, you know what? Hell with it. I don't need caffeine. Saints, Seahawks last night. Who do you think won? Do you know who won?
Saints or Seahawks? I'm going to say Seahawks.
Seahawks. Close, but no cigars. Saints pull it out at the end, 13-10. Brian Johnson kicked a 33-yard field goal, 1:56 remaining.
The lead singer of AC/DC was
good. Dude, I swear to God, he even had a little cap on.
Kicking field goal.
Brian Johnson could boot it. He could boot it. His NFL debut. Saints capitalized on a series of Seattle mistakes for a 13-win over Seattle last night. Kamara carried the load of New Orleans. Jameis Winston made a handful of plays when needed, but the Saints escaped Seattle's thanks largely to a series of blunders by the home team. Basically, Brian Johnson came in at the end. Boo!
You've been kicking field goals. Ooh!
Boo!
Nice.
Smashed a field goal.
Nailed it. Cool.
You know what? I watched half of it last night, and it was kind of a little boring. Geno came out with like an 84-yard toss, though, touchdown, which was pretty exciting. I was cheering for Geno because, dude, if you know anything about Geno in the past like 3 weeks, he like threw an interception at the end to win, fumbled the ball at the end to win, and then something else happened where it was all on Geno. I was like, dude, sorry, bro, but yeah, still lost last night. So Saints looking a little rough, man, without Breeze.
They beat the hell out of the Packers, so I'm not going to say anything.
Sure. Yeah. Hang on 1 second real quick, all right? Fill some time. I got to go get a drink real quick, all right?
Okay. All right. So two muffins are sitting in an oven, right? What are we doing here? What are you getting a drink for? Did you swallow a bug? What is happening? Nope.
Sorry, I have a little mini fridge over there. It's a hey buzz segment.
Oh, there you go. All right, finally.
I need something in my mouth, man.
Put a little lead in your pencil to start out. Okay, good. Good.
Damn, that tastes good. Yeah. All right, moving on. More pro football. The calls for the Titans running back Derrick Henry to be named league MVP grew a little bit louder on Sunday. Not even halfway through the season. Henry leading the league in rushes, 191 yards rushing. Rushing yards, 869, rushing touchdowns, 10. At this point in the season, no one is even close to him with that. But the MVP is usually a quarterback, as we all know,
yeah,
which is making the argument for him even harder. Until Sunday, when he took a snap and threw a 5-yard touchdown pass to the team's 27-3 win over the Chiefs. Dude, I think people are really leaning towards this, man. They're right, though. It's always a QB, and typically it's because the QB has the ball in his hands all the time. But, dude, the Titans are giving – they're just like, here you go. Here's the pigskin. Do what you need to do with it. And, dude, he's killing it. He's beating everybody.
Yeah, that guy, he really is in a league all of his own. It's unbelievable. It's frustrating playing that team.
How is he that
yeah.
fast?
Yeah.
So they, like, timed him, I guess, like the sports science or somebody, maybe ESPN did it or whatever, on that one breakaway run where I was telling you he, like, outstrided the cornerback. They 21-point-some miles an hour hauling ass down the field.
So I was looking it up. You brought up a good point. It usually goes to a quarterback. Only 16 running backs have won the NFL.
MVP.
Yep.
Which is a lot. Kind of a lot more.
That is. But when you look at how many seasons, I mean, out of the 50-some-odd seasons since they've been probably doing this, so.
Yeah. It's probably, it's a little lopsided, but.
You know, those kickers.
They don't get the ball every time.
No,
dude,
they don't. Know? Yeah, they don't. So it's impressive when you think about it. It is.
QB's touching the ball every single play. He's got more opportunity there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, Derrick Henry, guys, if you haven't watched him yet.
It's crazy.
Keep an eye on this guy because, well, you cannot not keep an eye. You look at the TV and you're like, oh, there he is right there. It's like looking at LeBron James on TV. It's like, oh, that's LeBron right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's just way bigger than everybody else.
Well, it looks like
different.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Just all you see is a blue blur, just wing right past you. So, it's crazy, man.
99 stats all around.
Yep.
Last pro football story here. It's something you don't see every day. During the Cincinnati Bengals game against the Ravens, Baltimore on Sunday, a drunk Ravens fan tried to climb into the radio broadcast booth. Why is this reminding of Happy Gilmore at the end where that guy's climbing the TV tower?
Fantastic.
The woman doing the climbing explained to play-by-play announcer Jerry Sandusky while he was on the air. This is what she said in quotes. I'm a veteran. I'm just looking for a drink. Woman was convinced to stop her epic climb and most likely spent Monday working on her hangover. But kind of funny, dude. You can see this chick climbing the broadcast booth.
Great stuff. I just love that live on air. Like, Hey, you guys got any booze in there? No, ma'am,
I'll
we're
take
doing a
three sambucas.
Three sambucas, ma'am. This is the announcer booth. We're doing live play by play. Three sambucas, please, ma'am. This is not a bar. We don't have any booze in here. This is
bar.
Full of microphones and we're broad. Three sambucas.
Ah, somebody get this lady out of here.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Somebody
be like
yank on her feet. Somebody grab her feet.
There's someone crawling up the side of our building right now to these two windows asking me to make them a cocktail. It's like, can I get like a Long Island iced tea or something? Ma'am, I am doing a show. I cannot.
Ma'am, how'd you get up here? Honestly, that's kind of impressive.
I'm impressed.
I shimmied up the siding.
Okay, all right. Well, that deserves a Long Island iced tea. All right, here you go.
Four drinks, she turns into Spider Woman.
Spider Woman. Getting drinks in the radio booth. That's great. Good for her. And she's probably definitely feeling it. The next day, she's like, wait. Yeah. I did what?
What happened? Yeah. Here, just turn on the TV, lady. I'll show you what happened.
Look, Karen, that's you climbing up the side of the radio booth. I did what? Yeah. Anyway. So,
there you go. I thought it ended on a funny story. Like
good
that,
enough
that,
for
that
me,
lady.
Man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Which is delicious, by the way.
I know. You're having one right now. You have a problem.
Rock 107. WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My God, Justin. It's 7:25, Brock Hunter.
TikTok. You know what I had his kid, Brock?
What?
Tic-tacs. Grandpa kept them in his pocket.
Is that what you were so excited to say?
I was excited to say that.
Before we did this break, Hunter's like, I got something great to say to start this break off. And that was it? Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's because we just ranted about TikTok, and he got me thinking about it. And I was like, you know.
TikTok. I had tic-tac, right? All right. Shut up, Grandpa.
Shut up, Grandpa. Kept them in his pocket, and they were always orange.
Yeah, Grandpa,
and me and my brother would eat them all at church.
Yeah,
hey, Grandma, can we get some tic-tacs? Yeah. He'd grab them out of his pocket. He'd give it back to him. There'd be like three left in the bottom.
Grandpa, we're putting you in the home. All right, get out of here. Anyway, all right, well, that was great. Great way to start. Let's keep her moving now because it's time for your sports after that great segue.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are hungry, why did I say hungry? I mean, I guess if you're hungry, that curb your appetite, right?
You can have a beer with your meal.
Yeah, there you go. If you're hungry, whatever. Bud Distributing's got you hooked up, for God's sakes.
I got it from here. Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson. You say, why are you talking about Brian Johnson in sports?
Yeah.
Well, not that Brian Johnson. This Brian Johnson. He kicked a 33-yard field goal with a minute 56 remaining in his NFL debut. New Orleans Saints capitalized on a series of Seattle mistakes for a 13-10 win over the Seahawks last night. I don't know if you watched it. Kind of a back and forth, not a high-scoring, high-flying game. Geno Smith opened it up with like an 84-yard pass into the end zone, which is pretty sweet. I mean, he didn't toss it 84 yards, but it was a bomb, that's for sure. Kind of feel bad for Geno Smith, Brock. Guy's kind of stepping up. Russell Wilson out. He broke his pulled a tendon in his hand or broke a finger, something in that regards.
Yeah, but he's going to
be out to like week 10, week 11, I guess.
Oof.
But yeah, Geno Smith, dude, he's like right there. He's kind of like, I'm sorry for saying this, because I'm a fan now. He's kind of like the Lions in like one player. You know, like he gets there right to the end. Like where he's gonna throw a touchdown pass to win it, but then he gets tripped up and fumbles.
Yeah.
Where he throws it into the end zone and somehow some guy picks it off one-handed. It's just, I feel bad for him. Like, you're right there, Gino. Don't worry, man.
So
I know
close.
You're getting older, too. But
so close. Yeah.
But, Geno Smith. Well, anyway, moving on. I feel like this is like a weekend update with Norm McDonald. Anyway, more pro football. The calls for Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry to be named league MVP grew a lot louder on Sunday. Not even halfway through the season. Henry leading the leagues in rushes, 191, rushing yards at 869, rushing touchdowns at 10. At this point in the season, no one is even close to being where Derrick Henry is. But the MVP is usually a quarterback, which is making an argument for him just a little bit harder. Until Sunday when he took a snap and threw a 5-yard touchdown pass. The team's 27-3 win over the Chiefs. Brian, I said this last hour. The Titans, you know what they're doing? Here you go. Here's the ball. Just do what you need to
do.
We're going to go over here and focus on defense.
That's a nice guy to have on the team. A guy that is just like you can rely on every single time. It's like, look, we're just gonna give you the ball, just run, just do it. No one can tackle you, so just go, run.
You could tackle Derrick Henry, but you're not tackling right there where you hit him.
Yeah,
like he's gonna go forward like another. If it's 4th and 3, easy decision, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it takes like 5 guys to bring that dude down. It's 99 stats all the way through. Derrick Henry, man. So, what do you think? If he keeps doing this, he's going to get MVP, isn't he?
For sure. For sure. And I think, you know, I get that quarterback touches the ball pretty much every single time. All right. If it's on offense, he does. He touches it every single time. But if you look at a guy in Derrick Henry's position who is just crushing it, and there's still a lot of season left, don't get me wrong, all right? But, I mean, he's getting hit every single time, all right? Dude, whether he's blocking.
Like every snap, almost. Yeah, it's just, I say you just put him in the QB position.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
That would be, you know, in this day and age and what we've seen in the NFL, I wouldn't put it past me. Just snap it right to him and go. Just run.
Yeah, it's like putting LeBron at the point.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You have a 6'10" guy at the point. Why not have a, you know, Derrick Henry take the snap? You're going to give it to him anyway.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy dude. So that's going to be fun to watch the rest of the season, Derrick Henry. More football. This is kind of a crazy story. During the Bengals game against the Ravens, Baltimore on Sunday, this drunk lady, a drunk Ravens fan, climbed into the radio broadcast booth. I guess it was a pretty good climb, too. A woman doing the climb and explained play-by-play to play-by-play announcer Jerry Sandusky. He was on the air, actually. She says, I'm a veteran. And I'm looking for a drink.
Hey, I'm thirsty down here watching this
game. Give me a drink.
Yeah, I love it.
Like it was a bar, you know?
Yeah.
Give me 3 Jaeger bombs.
I love this because, look, we all know we've had to stand in line at a concert venue, at a sports game, yep. At a game, and it sucks when you're thirsty. Yep. So why not just go right
to come back on?
You know what? You know those broadcasters had a mini fridge full of, like, you know, airplane bottles and beers in there. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah.
You know Harry Carey had, like, a whole fridge, dude.
Hi.
Hatfield Bud Light.
A tall, cool Budweiser. Yeah. Yeah.
What a great job, man.
Great job.
Sit there and drinking. You got chicks crawling up to the booth trying to get at you.
Why doesn't that happen to us? Why don't we have drunk chicks crawling up to the studio here? That'd be great, man.
We don't have any beer, Brock.
Yeah, that's what it is. For Sambucas. I'm sorry, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah. I got a baseball story. You want to talk about baseball?
No.
Or should we just move on?
I think we're done. I think we've covered
them. Well, hey, you know what? The Game 1 World Series tonight.
Oh, is it? All right. I guess we should mention that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Isn't it?
The Braves and Astros gearing up, man.
Astros back in it, man, banging trash cans and getting it done. I love
it. Dude, I'm serious. There's a lot of people talking like, dude, come on. You know what? When are we just going to chalk it up? Hey, maybe the Astros are a pretty good team, you know?
Yeah. No, they're not. They're a bunch of cheating cheats.
No.
Yeah, a bunch of cheating cheats.
No way.
That's all it is. So
yeah, game one tonight if you're looking at, if you're a baseball fan out there, so.
Like
who do you got? Who do you got tonight? Let's make a bet.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Galaxy is who I have to.
The Galaxy?
Yeah, go with the Galaxy.
Wrong. I'm going with the Astros because, you know, typically when people cheat, they win. So
yeah,
put my money on that.
Got to love a good cheating story, right? A bunch of cheaters out there. Fantastic. Fantastic.
There you go. That's your Tuesday Sports Report.
So. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.